You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Tom Estava, also known as Not a Mouse. On this ongoing mini-series on AirTags, this podcast, I'm going to show you AirTag initial setup. So once you remove the sticky part or the cover piece to your AirTag, you will notice it will automatically chime on your iPhone device or device of your choice, iPad or iTouch. It'll pop up a display. You hear that ding. And then we get the following screen as
AirTag, heading, connect, button.
We get the option to connect. Now, if you miss this screen for some reason, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to show you how to gain access to this manually. So you can go through the Find My app to add this item. All right, so from here, let's go ahead and do a connect. Double tap here.
Dismiss, button.
We're going to swipe to the right.
Name AirTag, heading, backpack, picker item, adjustable, 1 of 11. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Now, you have two options to do this. Typically, you could just pick an item. So if you just want to quickly pick something, you could just swipe up to the item.
Bike, 1 of 11. Camera, 1 of 11. Handbag, 1. Headphones, 1 of 11. Jacket, 1 of 11. Keys, 1 of 11. Luggage, 1 of 11. Umbrella, 1 of 11. Wallet, 1 of 11. Custom name, 1 of 11.
Or you can get custom name. The cool part about the custom name, if you can customize any name you want, and you can even add emoji if you wish. Now, in my case, I'm going to go ahead and just assign this to backpack. So I'm going to go back up to the back tap.
Lucky, jack, head, camp, bike, backpack, 1 of 11.
There we go. And swipe to the right.
Continue, button.
I'm going to double tap continue.
Register AirTag to your Apple ID.
Okay, go to the right.
Thomas@themickeyhouse.com, 816.
That shows your identification. Make sure that it's going to assign to your Apple ID, and that is the phone number for your iPhone.
This will be associated with the personal information you have provided to Apple. Close, button.
Don't do a close. Go to the right.
Continue, button.
Do a continue, because if you don't want to close out, and that's kind of misleading. I don't like that, how they put the close there. Don't ever do a close. Always do continue. So I'm good with this. Double tap continue.
Dismiss, button.
Go to the right.
Thomas's backpack, heading.
Thomas's backpack.
In progress.
And we wait. It is assigning.
There loading. We go. Use the rotor to access points of interest.
Now, it brings up the Find My app automatically. Let's make sure we're in the area we're supposed to be. So let's go to the bottom left.
Done button.
Is the done button. Otherwise.
Map. Dismiss button. Thomas's backpack. Heading.
You go to the right.
Current location with you. Precision finding. When AirTag is nearby, an arrow will point to its precise location. Play sound. Find your AirTag by playing a sound from your iPhone. Directions in maps. View this AirTag on a map and use the Maps app to navigate to it. View and find my app. Button. Done button.
And then we get to the done. So it gives you a little, I don't know, it's just kind of a summary, what you can expect. Double tap, done.
Find my map, Miller J, Fields Park.
Voila, now we're done. Now, as promised, go to the bottom left-hand corner.
Tab bar, people, tab, 1 of 4.
You have the items of people, go to the right.
Devices, tab, selected, items, tab, 3 of 4.
Double tap the items, this is already selected.
Selected, items, tab, 3 of 4.
Just in case it isn't. Now, you'll notice there's an item section.
Map, items, heading.
When I go to the right.
Thomas's backpack, 1205 SE 3rd Street, now with you. Actions
so
available.
Telling you that it is now named as Thomas's backpack. And it's at this location and it's near you. Now, two things, or I should say the last part I want to let you know. If for some reason you missed that setup, have no fear. You can bring up the Find My app and then just bring the camera in vision or very close to the AirTag and in his sight, and it should pop up. If it doesn't, then have no worries. We're going to swipe to the right.
Add new item button.
To the add this item. Double tap that, and then you'll go through the process what we just went over. So that is the initial setup. So AirTag's initial setup. My name is Tom Estava, also known as the Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This Apple Viz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.appleviz.com.